in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing and the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the obvious two.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words
and the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice. Not yet. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and we have the group of ladies all over. We have a Hollywood Connection special. This is our fun show called Tiki Talk, and we talk about everything and everything. We've got a beauty queen we're going to crown today, and let me introduce everyone. Let's go to Christy Boyles to my right.
Hi, guys.
Hi, and she's going to talk about her daughter's book that she has in real estate coming up this hour and some other fun things and community events.
Well, yeah, the community events are the biggest thing with the Legion.
Right.
We have a Legion reopening out in Dane City, everybody.
Yeah.
There's a yard sale Friday and Saturday, okay?
Yeah.
So if anybody's out that way, please come visit. We do have a flyer we will put up on the thing.
Correct.
It's my favorite.
And we want to say hi to Cassie Jenkins. So. Cassie Jenkins is an adorable co-host
you,
as well. Yes, she may call in, but we want to say hello to her, and she's a big part of Tiki Talk
we're
as well.
We're praying for you, honey.
We're doing good with that, yes. And then Renee Leon is here.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
She's also a reporter for Hollywood Connections, an actress. She's in a couple movies coming up. We're going to talk about that as well, but we have a special guest on the phone, and we have Carrie K. Davis, and she's going to talk about health and beauty.
Yes, holistic health and beauty.
That's right, and her show on Monday nights that she does as well on Facebook. So let's go to our first caller. Is this Amber? Amber, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Amber, I feel like I know you. You like could be like a sister to me. I love watching your live feeds on TikTok. Tell everybody your TikTok name that you're on TikTok.
Okay, so my TikTok name is Amber Faze, so it's F like Frank, A-I, and two S's like Sam. It's a German last name. I have 21.2K followers already,
wow.
And I gained that in 3 months.
Wow.
So I'm fairly new to TikTok. I run 18-plus Grow Live, so that's for 18-plus only, and I do that with my partner Steve Gott, too, and we run 18-plus lives due to the fact that we want to protect the children on TikTok. We do know that there's a lot of different dangerous groups out there, and we want to make sure that everybody's location services are always turned off at all times, and that there's always only 18 plus in our lives. We take pride in that, of quality over quantity, as well as, for me, inspiring and motivating young women between 18 and all the way up to even in their 50s, 70s, 80s. So of all ages above 18, are always welcome to my lives, micro lives. It's just full of positivity, inspiration, and motivation at all times.
Wow. You know, I have so much to ask you. Where are you from?
So I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Are you from Phoenix?
And I am, and I'm born and raised here.
Oh, my God. I've come to Phoenix. I have a son over there in Sedona land out there. I was in Phoenix for a couple years.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Well, when you come by back down here sometime, we'll have to have coffee or something. By then, COVID should be over.
Oh, for sure. I love Phoenix, and I love the Lazy River at the Hilton out there. And I love how you guys can go to all these resorts and just go for the weekend. It's amazing. You've got amazing resorts.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, I want to thank you for the love slap. I had people coming in, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that was amazing. And so I want to play a song for you. This is by my friend DeborahHampton.com, an amazing singer. So this is your day as well, and you have actually got the award and the certificate we sent you called the Best Adorable Live Feed. You had a Mickey Mouse ear the other day or a cute outfit on.
Yes.
And it was so cute.
Yes, I did. I just love wearing ears, doing lights in my show, making people smile. That's just the main thing. Making people smile is the biggest thing. And my monies do not go to donations or to charities. My monies actually go to my family. It's my full-time job. It's what I do for a living.
Excellent.
And I have a 2-year-old autistic son.
Wow.
And I just bought this beautiful home, and the backyard is completely just filled with glass. and they can't play back here. So I've taken every single penny. I'm installing a new block wall, sod for the grass for him to play, and special needs equipment. And so for anybody who's listening who's ever gifted me, thank you so much for all of the help, because I really need it.
Wow, it's amazing. And we'll keep supporting you as well. And thank you for supporting me, because like I said, I take mine to unprivileged children that want to be princesses, and they get a sash and a crown.
Exactly. And that's immediately I heard that, I'm like, I'm donating. So nice. Steve got to my partner that I work with on TikTok. He does do take his donations, all of his money, and he does donate it to whatever charity he's going for, which was this week the autism. It's an autistic center and the safe center as well for trafficking of women.
Wow. You know, I have a little girl in New York that we're actually donating. She's coming up. Her name is, what is her name? I'll have to get that back to you in a second. It's on my list here. Autumn.
Yeah.
Autumn will be our next little beauty queen reporter. She's a preteen. And so parents are divorced. And so I want to make something special for her. And that's where my money's going as well. So you'll see. On TikTok, we had a little girl from Milwaukee that we gave her a sash and crown, and a designer gave her a dress. And she's doing fun stuff in Milwaukee. So.
And it just makes her feel like this beautiful, this magical princess. That
it is
amazing. And that is what women, young women, need in life, to be better women as they're older. So good job for you on that one.
Well, I got a song for you. Let's play this song. This is for Amber. F-A-S?
It's F-A-I-S-S. So it's phase. It's like you're going through a phase.
A phase. Yes. And this is your song. Enjoy your song, because it's going to be on YouTube. You can watch the show again as well as my Facebook Live right now. And 106.1 FM, The Heat. And this is for Amber. Best adorable live feed on TikTok. Enjoy your song and dance, and we'll be right back.
Everybody's having a party. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join.
Giving awards away on Hollywood Connections, and this is what we do to give back to amazing people like Amber. And Amber, it's a pleasure. Right. Anytime that I jump into Live Feed, she's always like, "Dawn's here, follow her." But I'm almost up I'm almost up to that 10,000, so I have to go through my follow. It's nice when people follow you back after you follow them, right?
Yep, exactly. that's our whole goal in our Live Feed. Exactly, is to get people to follow you back, because when you're in a live full of kids, all they do is follow you. They spam like your stuff. They shadow ban you. And then if you block them because you don't want them in your live anymore, then they come after you with multiple accounts. So you just want to be nice to the kids. I'm keeping the kids out of my room. I allow them on my page. They can like and comment on my page, but they're not allowed in my live feed because I don't want anybody bad picking them up. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And also that you've heard about Tia Stokes today, what they're doing on TikTok. Have you seen everything, what they're doing?
I have not. What is going on?
Well, everybody's wearing red. Scott Henry was just on the last hour, and so he is also a TikTok influencer. And so they did this Tia Stokes. You have to look her up. She has cancer, and she has COVID apparently. And so
for Tia,
everybody's in red for Tia. Yeah, everybody's red for Tia.
Oh, well, now I'm gonna have to do
Usually red is Friday since the veterans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's her favorite color. Wow. That's why everybody's wearing red. And
that
isn't that awesome?
Oh my God.
And
that
I told
her, how is she? So hashtag, probably I'll just hashtag her or at her as well.
Chrissy asked how she's doing. She's amazing. She is in the hospital and dancing to fighting this. God love her.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
That's a fighter. That's
a fighter. You know? That is a Definitely. Rocky fighter, I'll tell you.
It's like this book that she's got. It's meant to be.
Wow.
Exactly. Well, and I talked to Scott. I said, we should have like a big TikTok thing that we could do like lip syncing.
Oh, wow.
And like a big reunion with all the people that are on TikTok next year. And he goes,
That's awesome.
I could do that. We could have it in Phoenix. We could have it in Clearwater Beach.
We could have it in Comedy Hall of Fame.
Well, definitely Clearwater Beach. One thing for sure.
Bigger. Yeah. I don't know. They got quite a bit of
profit. Wait, everybody's talking. What was that, Amber?
That's okay. I was going to say, I'm actually going to be meeting up with my partner that I do TikToks with. And I'm meeting up with him and his wife in New York at the end of October so that we can do live together at the same time while we're in the same household. And do TikTok, make TikToks together. Everybody's going to go crazy.
Oh my God, that's
They're
so exciting.
It is really exciting. So while we're doing that, we could probably do something positive, like a charity. He always runs charity and donation events. I haven't done that yet because I'm not in a spot in my life where I can do that, but I will be doing that as soon as I get this backyard done for my kid.
Wow. Well, we want to thank you for calling in, and everybody. Amber is amazing on TikTok with her live feeds. I love TikTok. It makes you have a fun day. But please, everyone, like her videos and comment. It's always nice to comment, especially on mine too, with my stuff
that I
do.
That's what I always say. Comments are the biggest thing. Because one wrong comment and somebody's life can change. That's the way I always let everybody know. Please make sure you guys are leaving inspirational comments that are nice and kind.
I agree.
Because it could be, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm in Phoenix. I definitely will hook up with you over there because I definitely want to get to that lazy river in Phoenix. I love it. And Amber, I got the best durable life feed. Thank you so much for calling in Hollywood Connections. God bless you and keep doing all the positivity on TikTok.
Stay safe.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And this show keeps going and going. So now we have a special. We have a really special opportunity. And so if you stay tuned, put that song on and I'll be right back because we're about to crown somebody as our Miss Lifetime reporter. And hold on. Let's go to that song. You ready? All right, we're ready. It's her crowning glory. Hold on.
Your whole life through, it'll always be your crowning glory, the most glorious part of you. Some boys can walk,
some guys can grill,
strike an elegant pose,
wear their lily and clothes.
Some seem to have no faults,
but we never like those.
No, we don't.
He'll praise your eyes,
your melodious laugh.
Call you more lovely than others by half.
The one who's right,
my gorgeous prince,
will be honest and true.
He'll believe in me too,
and prize your heart of gold the way I do.
He'll know that that will be your crowning.
Thank you.
All right, we got it? Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And there she is.
Keep going.
Okay, whoops, whoops.
Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful, Dawn. Thank you.
Have a seat. And that was your song, your crowning glory moment. And we're going to take some photos afterwards as well. Okay. So Renee, let's go to Renee and talk about some of the things that you've been doing in the land of acting. You are up for a couple movies.
Yes, I am. Actually, it's going to be a series. It's called Daddy, We're Back. And Angela and Valencia were the writers. And 24 Flicks is the ones that are directing it. And they are also filming it. And that is Marty.
Oops, hold on.
Marty.
Right, from the Christian Film Festival.
Right, from
Marty
the Christian
Dean
Film
Lewis.
Yes, Mr. Lewis, yeah. Marty Lewis, and also Chris is with them. They have also, and then also I'm doing, we're waiting to film, but with this, you know, everything going on with the corona, Zach the Epi is the producer, the writer of The Italians. And it's going to be an international series, which is amazing, just amazing. I'm going to be Gabriella Carlucci. I am the sister of the head bosses. One of the head bosses is Johnny Martino from
yes.
The Godfather.
So Johnny Martino, we had met back in the days. Johnny was in The Godfather.
Yeah.
And he judged a lot of my pageants back then. And Johnny Martino's on Facebook. He's got the license plate of The Godfather he sells.
Oh, yes. He has the patent for that.
You know?
And his wife, Lori, very, very sweet. They live on the East Coast. And he just looks amazing. I mean, he's doing screens. He's writing different
screenplays
and everything. But he also is going to be in, you know, his name is going to be Umberto.
And who are you
Carlucci.
Playing? Who are you playing on The Italians?
I'm Gabriella Carlucci in the Italians.
So do you know what you have to do yet? What's your role?
Well, I'm going to be the sister. And there are a few other important brothers that are going to be part of. I'm not at liberty to say, but
well, have fun with it.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really, really looking forward to it. But right now, I already was just filming in the fifth episode of Daddy, We're Back. And then on the 24th and 25th, they're filming the sixth and seventh. And then the eighth one will be in, it's going to be the season. So we're really looking forward for that to come out.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know. I'm really excited about it. And
so you've been on a lot of red carpet events with me around.
I have.
And they've been to the Christian Film Festival with so many celebrities and people. Yeah. And so what has been your most memorable moment? You were a title holder with another tourism pageant system, but now you're with us.
Yes.
And your lifetime. So
yes.
Tell us what the experience was like with you being a reporter.
Well, being a reporter, you feel like you're in their life. You know, you kind of get an idea of, you know, what they experience, and they really work hard. I mean, I know how hard it is just to memorize lines, and you know, it's like you have to be natural.
It's a job,
and it's actually a job.
It's
is
a
right,
job.
But you really respect them. You
right.
really respect all these different actors, and even the producers and the writers. I mean, without them, what would the actors do? You know, so. But even our job, I mean, we are reporters. So we're out there, we're wanting to find out the information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dawn, you gave me the opportunity because you've seen something in me to be a reporter.
We had met at the Tampa Bay Film Society.
We met at the Tampa Bay Film Society, and David Vogel had introduced, and he said, Renee, just go over and meet Dawn. You're going to have a connection. And we did know a few other people that are the same, like Debbie and Mark. We knew each other.
Right.
I worked with them, and you knew them, and you worked along with them. And this is something that I really wanted to do. I mean, you know, when they say put it out there and it comes back, it's really true. I was supposed to be in a reality show 6 years before.
Mm-hmm.
I had a boutique. I closed it, and the boutique owner that had a lot of my stuff asked me to be a part of a reality show, but it never came to fruition. And I went down to Miami, and going down to Miami was really interesting because I met a lot of different people. And the one, I had met two people, and they said, you know, this is something, it's in your blood. You know, it might not be right now, but it might happen down the line.
Right.
And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. But things transpired, you know, my job's changed. Then I just happened to meet Debbie, and then from Debbie meeting, you know, David Vogel. David's invited me. He invited me down to. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He invited me to the Tampa Bay Film Society, and one thing led to another.
And here you are now, ready for another exciting year. We have a lot of red carpet events coming up as well.
Well, the guy who did Armageddon, right?
Right.
So we went for the casting call, and he did mention, he said, I think I have a part for you in the movie, that it's going to be called Soulmates, isn't it?
Right. So that's the Jobba Brothers Hacking Hollywood.
Yes.
They are actually doing another movie and a casting call. And so they kind of hired me as their casting director at that moment. Yeah. And so I'll be kind of helping them out a little bit. And then I'll be teaching acting workshops over there kids and teens modeling and reporters workshops. So, but that is exciting. Very exciting for what
very
you're going
exciting.
To.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
So what do you want to talk about on your segment?
Well, on, you know, what I do, I'm a credit card processor. So people that have businesses and they always need, they take credit cards. A lot of people don't have cash on them. So if you want to hook up with me, you can always call 813-943-7377. And the company I work for, Prime Solutions, Dean Armbrass is a very good friend of mine. I'm an ISO, so I'm an independent consultant. If you wanted to not have to pay the fees, give me a call, because guess what? The customer that uses their credit card, they will still get their credit. They will still be able to get their little points, but you won't have to pay the fees anymore. They do. And that's the business I've been in for like 7-8 years that I dabble in. But really the acting, you know, the acting world is really where I'm at. Reporting, like if I can report, I would like to report, you know.
Well, we still have that SAG agent under our show called, you know, what's under our show. I can't tell you who it is, but if you're a good actor and you've got headshots, please get in touch with me, Dawn Reese, on Facebook. Also, I have to brag that Bruno's Pizza.
Oh, yes.
Your
daughter, my son. My son-in-law is from Pozzuoli, Italy. Okay? So this guy worked, my son-in-law worked for one whole year learning the art of making pizza and a lot of different things before he even came to America. And when he came to America, he met my daughter in a place called Chef's of Napoli that was up in the villages.
Wow. So
and
where is the pizza?
It's
in Hudson?
It's in Hudson.
It is the best pizza ever.
It's right on US Highway 19.
Oh my gosh.
And they're having specials to draw, you know, to let people know about them. But we are 5 stars. Everybody is starring-ness.
My husband, the food
is delicious.
You told me to wrap the pizza up in Reynolds wrap and put it in the freezer, and it tastes just as good when you need it. And I'll tell you, it
does.
You
don't need to eat it all whole pizza.
Oh my gosh.
So why waste it and keep it in the fridge? Wrap it up, put it in the freezer when you're ready, pull it out, turn on your oven. It tastes like it was fresh.
Amazing.
Freshly made.
Can you have the phone number?
I'm sorry, but
Bruno's Pizza.
But it's Bruno's Pizza. It's in Hudson on Highway 19. It's right before you hit. If you're coming from south and you're going north, it's right before you hit Spring Hill.
Bruno's is good pizza.
They're closed on Mondays, but they're open from Tuesday through Sundays.
Oh, cool.
And my daughter, she's had her little baby, so she's not really in there right now. She had her third child. She's got a little girl named Maria Renee. She's named after the one mother.
Aw, and after you.
And me. So she's a sweetheart. But my son-in-law is a very good chef, too. If you like chicken marsala, chicken franchise, chicken alla vodka, whatever you want in any way that you want.
It's worth the drive. And they do deliver in the area.
Yes, we do deliveries. Yes, we do.
Wow.
Yep. I think we're on hooked up to DoorDash, I think, too, and Grubhub. But we also have delivery people and eat in. It's beautiful inside.
Amazing. Yeah, it's really, really good food. Really good.
Yes.
In the meantime, I'm Chrissy. Richard Cruzel is saying, hi, everybody. Please say hi to Chrissy for what does she say? To Chrissy for me. Hiding back there, he says, LOL.
Oh, I'm just hanging out. I'm listening.
Andrew Kranz is on, an amazing guitarist as well.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Andrew should hook up with Steve from Chicago.
Yes,
with he's
fabulous.
Looking for a band.
Let me tell you, he plays guitar very
amazing.
Well.
Amazing, yeah.
He's
I have a couple
somebody.
Guitar players, too, that I'm going to bring on the show.
Oh, nice. Wow. We love guitar.
Yes. Richard, you're a guitar player. He played for White Witch once upon a time. He's been
really
here with us. Yes.
Yeah, and I would like to do a show.
What's his name? What's his
in
name?
November.
I remember Richard. Yeah,
remember
he's on my
Richard,
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With
actually,
all the people at Sharks.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'd like to do that. I'd like to get together all the musicians and have one night where we do a whole show. They've actually given me my own show at Sharks. I'm Largo.
What day is that?
Well, I haven't scheduled the date yet because I have to get the musicians together, and I just moved, so I'm a crazy busy mess right now.
And God blessed you with a beautiful home, and
yes,
you've just opened up doors of opportunity.
Crazy. Like, so I'm Carrie K. Davis,
right?
And I just wanted to tell you guys, I just appreciate Hollywood Connections so much. And
well, this is a special under Hollywood Connections we call Hollywood Connections called Tiki Talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Dawn and Cassie and I designed this.
I think it's awesome.
We just want to come in and kind of help out our musicians and our restaurants around here because the COVID's killed a lot of people, guys.
Right. It has been.
And you need to support local. Please support local.
Yes.
I'm real avid about support local.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And we do. We definitely do.
I'm not a tampon, but my kids are. They were both born here.
Okay? Tampa, Florida. Well, Carrie, what are you going to talk about? What's your special?
The future is holistic health.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to open up a clinic. I'm just so excited about what God's doing right now. He's been so amazing in my life. And I really just get really like teary-eyed when I'm talking about it and emotional because it's just been a lot and I'm very overwhelmed. But in holistic health is what I'm involved in. And
right.
I've been involved in that for just a few short, about a year. You know?
Mm-hmm. And you're going to school for something else?
Yes, I'm going to school to be a holistic health coach so we can work along doctors to help them because they need help with their clients. And mm-hmm. I have a 5-step program that I created about mindset, water, nutrition, exercise, and sleep.
Right.
And so what's so important is mindset. Positive attitude about anything that you want to do.
That's amazing because people, you know, want to hear more of positivity, and that's what the world is needing more of, especially right now, and you're bringing that to a lot of people.
Yes, I love it. It's so exciting. In my clinic, I'm going to be able to teach people, you've got to drink your water. You have to. You've got to be drinking it like all day long. You know, put fruit in it. Do what you got to do.
Right.
Sweeten it up with a little honey. Honey's really good. It helps with our allergies. Get the honey that's in your farmer's market in your area, and it will help you with your allergies.
Especially I take a teaspoon of honey before I go to bed at night, and it helps me sleep.
And I take a teaspoon before I get on stage.
It's good for your throat.
Yes. Before I sing, Mariah Carey taught me that. So, but God's blessed me so much. Like I said, I believe that things would happen in the last few months, but it's just progressing. You know, like I lost 15 pounds.
Yay!
So there's an amazing product that I represent, and it's called the Trim 365. And I have lost 10 pounds because what it's doing is it's helping curb my appetite.
Right.
And it's helping with sugar. So just for a minute, I want to talk to everybody about the importance of the dangers of sugar. The sugar built up in our body could cause the cells to get all clogged up in our bodies. And then they don't move around correctly. Mm-hmm. So we have to correct that by having less sugar in our bodies. Less sugar, meaning we can do more natural things. Sweeten it up with more natural things like honey. You know, stevia is really good if people like the taste to that.
But I can't stand stevia.
Some people don't, but it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will make a whole lot of fruit in my water and let it sit in the water with blueberries and lemons.
See, I like
hint water, okay, that they come out with.
Well, I take
coupon. Hint water better.
Yeah, I mean, I take spa moments. I take the cucumber water. I take the oranges. I take lemon water. And I leave
and
it
I'm
just sit.
I'm so glad she brought that up about hemp because that was what I was going to talk about.
It was a good thing, but hemp, I was speaking of.
Right.
Yeah.
She was talking about hint, but hemp is good.
Okay. What I was going to say is in the 1970s, I've been doing the research on hemp came back, right?
Right.
And so people are using hemp for a lot of things, and we used to use them for a lot of things. They made Levi jeans out of hemp. I looked it up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And they just use everything for it. And so what I'm saying is it's so incredibly healthy for people, and I'm teaching different holistic ways like that. Like, for instance, we can use apple cider vinegar as a natural antibiotic. And a lot of people don't know that, but it has actually helped me. Oh, dude, my eczema went away.
Wow.
By using apple cider, taking a teaspoon of that a day.
So give everybody your social media on Facebook where they can watch your health and beauty special as well that you do and motivate people on Monday. She does that every Monday.
It's called Living a Healthy Lifestyle. It's on every Monday night, which in Mondays I'm going to be on the radio. It's my goal.
Right.
To be here on the radio.
We're going to try to get her a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special like before, and she's coming back. So and Renee, too. Yes. She's working on one as well.
So every Monday night, I host a show that I just started on Facebook, and it's called Living a Healthy Lifestyle, and I talk about those five steps that we just talked about. So you can contact me at Carrie K. Davis. That's CarrieKay Davis, and that's my Facebook. I'm playing guitar. And then my website that I'm working on right now is www.healthcoachckd.com. But everything's going to be put together in the next month.
Well, how about how you helped me? So your
I did want to talk about that a minute. Thank you, Renee. Circulation therapy is the clinic that I'm going to be using with people. And I did bring circulation therapy last week. Dawn and I were roller skating.
Yes.
And you see, she's wearing that. See, I wore it for a little bit, but... Gosh, guys, I mean, you know, I did about 20 different sessions, five-minute sessions.
Okay, girls, now
I have a very bad bruise right here.
Yeah, but that's what I'm doing in my clinic.
Oh, well, we jump products. You tell us about the thing.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Thank you,
Christy. We kind of jump products. Can we finish it?
Yes.
But the circulation therapy, I want to tell you something that really helped me.
Yeah, but the Trims 365 is just awesome, and there's a lot of things with what I'm doing. It's just awesome.
What ingredients are there in this?
So Garcinia Cambogia. Yeah, and then it's got a little taste too. Yes, it's very good for you. There's a lot of all natural holistic ways, guys. Right. Use apple cider vinegar to
Take vitamins?
I take different supplements. Yes, I definitely take. Yeah. I healed my liver by taking milk thistle.
Wow.
I did.
Wow.
I turned it around.
Liver,
yeah. And the elderberry. Oh, I cannot say enough about the elderberry to build your immune system.
Wow. See, she's an expert in her field. This is where she is being called, and she's training for all this amazing things that you're giving other people to help them out.
Plus, you're gonna be finding something in this area, right?
Well, yay, good.
Carrie. Yes, I'm gonna be opening up a clinic in this area as soon as I graduate. I am trying to get through school right now. But I'm gonna be working with a lot of people, and I just really want people to just reach out to me. Because I have a lot of really great knowledge, and it's because of the man upstairs.
You know what
Thank
the
you,
one
God.
Substance is that most people are missing in their body?
I would have to say that zinc is they're talking about lately.
It's magnesium, my darling.
Oh, magnesium is
magnesium
another one,
is a major thing in your body, and if you don't have
the bones
in
the heart.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
But they've been talking a lot about zinc. And so I've been doing
Too much
research.
Zinc, you can overdose on too much
you
zinc,
can.
Though, okay?
You can't.
So you have to be real careful with it because there's fine lines between it all.
But
so.
Magnesium is definitely one of the ones that you are.
I'm very holistic. Carrie's doing a really good job.
I'm learning.
She's coming along very
she got,
well.
She, got the, she got the memo. We're both wearing black and white.
She
except
is.
I'm wearing
she got
beach.
The memo today, not me. I'm wearing black and white.
So, I did circulation therapy on Renee, and it was awesome.
It really did.
What did it do?
I really wish I didn't stop, but it
Listen,
really
I'm about
it helped my muscles. It helped the circulation.
Like I said,
it did do a difference for my back at the time. It was great for my legs. Actually, I think I slept better with
you
it.
You do sleep better when you have good circulation and blood
That's
flow.
True.
It's like
I
have
these candies that I make.
Circulation
that
is
wonderful.
It's huge. Did you know? Like there, it's a river of blood that's supposed to be going through your body.
I have no idea
all
what
time,
she's talking about.
Right.
I know.
And if your blood's not flowing through your body like a river. Like it's supposed to.
Right.
That's where a lot of health issues can start.
Well, you get artery blocks, okay? And you get blocks in that.
So
those
8 minutes.
Lots of problems.
8 minutes of circulation therapy, and I was able to do my wrist again.
Nice.
Eight separate,
her wrist is, I can't golf for about 2 weeks yet. But I am going roller skating. I did order some new skates, and I've got some free passes.
Yay!
So we'll go. Chrissy, you want to join us?
I don't skate, thank you. I'll watch. I'll video.
I'll go to the lazy river. I like the water.
We like the lazy. Actually, I have a cabana.
I do like the lazy river.
We have to do that. I have a cabana.
We have to have a lazy river party.
We haven't had a lazy river party
in
a while.
We need one. Yes, I have a cabana. We could have a party.
However, the lazy river water right now is kind of cold.
Is it cold? Your pool is cold.
Our pool is cold.
I sang some a cappella when I jumped in her pool.
You know, speaking of pools,
I
want to give a shout out to God right now because I manifested and started praying. And, I manifested and started praying about a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Yep.
And he gave us a 3-bedroom, 3-bath house. We had given up on the pool. Never give up on God. Never give up on your dreams.
Right.
Never even think that he couldn't do it for you.
I agree.
So we got a swimming pool too, and guess what?
Nice.
We don't have to clean it.
And that's the best part.
Wait a minute. So who cleans it?
The people that run the park.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So I want to say hello to Ginger. She finally made it.
Oh, good.
And I want to talk about her, and her yoga's been amazing for me.
Yes.
Great. Yes, yoga on the beach.
Yoga on the beach.
Awesome.
So that's
yoga
coming
anywhere
up.
Anywhere is good for your body.
Yeah.
But on the beach, though, we're getting people that are walking by, and Ginger's got such a great... And she's got such a great, beautiful smile. And
she's very sweet.
She's got a good energy. She's got a very good energy.
Yes, she's got a great energy.
Well, we've had some great guests on it just in the few weeks that we started.
We have.
We've had Cynthia Lucas on. We've had...
Yep. She was an author.
Roslyn on. Carol, I think, I've read a lot of good books lately.
Oh, I know. And then you also,
I have another one at home that Dawn just gave me to read.
I want to read that.
This is wonderful.
Have you read it yet?
Yeah.
This lady was on last week.
I've read it a couple times. Yeah. Roslyn, very, very good book. And she tells
her
take
on
what
the Holocaust.
She got from her Holocaust parents. From her family. And that impresses me tremendously because I'm an old Jew girl.
Well,
and
let me tell
grandparents in that wore numbers.
I know
we have.
We have about 15 minutes. Let me tell Chrissy's daughter that she's got a book. And then she's going to talk about that as well. And she's also a Mary Kay representative. So if anybody wants to do, you know, Mary Kay orders, you can call Christy Boyles.
Mary Kay, I need the mascara, honey. eyeballs.
I think I have some of the house.
Yeah. So she's going to talk, and we're going to end the show with the miracle stories of that I did.
Awesome.
That will be the ending of the show.
We're missing Cassie.
I know Cassie. We love you.
Cassie was sharing out this good food, you guys. I went and checked it out. It's got really good food.
Their waffles are amazing. And that's why I ended up buying a Belgian waffle maker.
Let's go.
Oh, it's really good.
When
to my house
with
Belgian waffle maker.
Belgian waffles.
Chocolate chip waffle is my thing if I go to Waffle House, which is only
mine's
a
pecan.
Month.
Pecan
once
waffles.
A month. We can
exactly.
Well, if they have waffles and they have good waffles, I definitely want to try them because I like waffles.
Oh, the Belgian waffles. Yeah.
They have good waffles.
Yeah.
And I remember the Belgian waffles with the chocolate and vanilla ice cream in the middle, and then powdered sugar on top.
Can you say Fat Fighters? I have these things called Fat Fighters.
Fat
they
fighters.
Absorb about all the fat.
There you go. Absorb it, right?
Yeah, right.
And I just want to shout out on this hour as well. I'm also a promoter. I invested in this company called The Keto Drink. And it's on my bio. Go to my bio. You can get a 10-day challenge. It's amazing. I'm enjoying this. The ketones are in it. The ketosis gets... We had the experts on the last hour with Scott Henry from TikTok. And I went under him, and I'm very excited about this product. It's working for me.
Can you explain what it is?
I'm going to go back because the last hour we had the expert. She's going to call in, and then I'll send you that video. Okay. But it's amazing product, and it does so much for you. And if you're interested, you can actually go to my bio. Actually, you can call the station or, 727-871-7788 and then say digital business card. Everything's on here.
You have a 10-day trial. It's a 10-day...
10-day trial. I'll send you the link.
Yes.
And it runs about $100.
And it comes in strawberry.
$100. Oh, there's so many. So you get 20, so 2 a day.
Right,
and
correct.
Have they said, Dawn, what somebody has lost in 10 days with this?
I'm going to show you some of that. I'm putting a page together on Facebook, and it shows so many different opportunities.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I'm putting that together.
What's the sugar content?
And Christy can, she has glasses, but I'm going to go through all of that. We just had the experts on.
It has a lot of sodium in it.
Right. But not the caffeine.
Yeah, very, very nice, the experts. Not,
the caffeine is different.
She was really wonderful, what she went through.
See, I mean, I like the ones, these don't have, this is not, the other ones are caffeine-free, which I like the caffeine-free. It does wonderful for me.
Why caffeine-free? Does it taste okay to you?
Oh, fabulous.
It does have good magnesium.
Good
definitely
magnesium.
Amazing. It has B6 exactly. in that, but it has a lot
She's
of sodium.
She's got the glasses.
Does it have a lot of salt?
But that's
a lot of
that
sodium,
one.
Yes, a lot of salt.
But the other one does not. It's the caffeine free one. So, but again, that's what I'm doing. It's amazing, and I want to thank Scott Henry for this opportunity. So, in the meantime, Christy, tell us about your books, what your daughter's doing, and what you are doing.
I only brought a couple books with me today. Let's see. This one's my daughter's. She's a great book. Okay, it talks kind of about relationships and selling things, but. Because she's a broker, but it can apply everywhere, okay?
Right.
So, but yeah, I read it too. It's wonderful. Hasn't come out yet. It'll be coming out in November.
And how much is it, and where can they buy it?
I think it's on Amazon. I don't know. I ain't got that stuff with me right now. I really wasn't thought about it today. Lots going on. So, we still have Roslyn's book. Okay?
Yeah, so tell us where this big garage sale or this big...
This is at Post 15.
Right.
In Dade City. Okay. This is a post that has been kind of closed down
a big
for
yard
a while,
sale.
And they're opening back up on Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday.
Where's this at?
I want
it's
beachy
on Church
stuff.
Street. In Dade City.
Oh, I know where that is.
37745 South Church Street.
How far
it's,
is that from
the Legion,
here?
Post 15.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are so much fun because we don't have the big flea markets.
I was very good friends with the woman that
our
owned.
Liz is doing this. Okay?
Really?
She is.
Liz. So
yeah,
Church
Liz
Street.
Is doing this.
The
That's
woman
why.
Who owned Church Street Antiques, her name was Lori. She owns Lori Ann's.
Right.
She was right there on Church Street.
Right. I love Dade City.
Oh, Dade City.
Dade City's
nice.
Great. Some great antique places. I mean, all kinds
but
of
you see, our big flea markets are not here anymore. You know?
I know. They've closed a lot of them.
I know.
Unfortunately, they got bought out. And
I
know. Be
guess
apartment.
What we found out?
Yeah.
Remember
what?
Remember the one on Park Avenue?
Yes.
Guess what? That deal went through, so that means they might reopen that again.
So I get to go get my cowboy boots and get them
all
jacked up.
What was the name?
You got to go out to
What are you talking about? The one that's over off on Armour
Town? I like to get my own boots, though, and do my own work.
Which was called what?
The root beer
one. I don't like to buy the ones.
They had one side, and then they had the other side.
I don't know which one.
Do you recall which one it is
on Park Avenue? Talking about?
On Park Avenue.
No, I can't.
There's two of them.
Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel.
They had opened it up.
They closed down Webster also. They just closed Webster down. Yes.
So Wagon Wheel might open up again?
They just
no, they just got bought out by apartments.
Got bought out.
Oh.
Yeah.
My daughter was just there last week.
Well, I heard they closed
Monday.
It out.
They got
you
bought out.
You know who
out.
Else closed is Skipper's Smokehouse.
I heard that.
I'm
Skipper's.
Astounded.
Yeah.
I'm
well, you know, with this coronavirus, everything, there's people are not getting your people, so the businesses are not making money, and that's why they're closing.
Can I do a shout out to Stan Arthur from St. Pete's
sure.
page? They got together today and gave us furniture.
Nice. Did they really?
So nice.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yes. Stan
so
is nice. A personal friend of mine, and he runs a tag program that him and Lisa are involved in, Lisa V.
Right.
And I'm going to be also doing that tag program because it's like 55 cents a day to be able to post your businesses.
Wow.
So
nice.
I just want to give a shout out to him because he got us furniture.
Well, what did y'all get you?
Well, we got some beautiful brown leather couches and
nice.
Some chairs. Nice. And we're going to get a bunch of furniture because that also opened the doors to other people that are donating furniture.
Right.
And I
That's
just
amazing.
Love that.
That,
that
so nice.
Facebook page, Stan. For everybody's been, it's been a blessing.
See, that's amazing. That's
it's
another thing for communities helping everybody out. I love St. Pete's Facebook.
Feeding America, Feeding Tampa Bay. There's
yeah,
so many
he started the page 5 years
here.
Ago.
So many entities here.
Right.
It's just unbelievable. There's a lot of help here if you need it.
I know.
If you need help, you could call any of us. We'll, you know.
Be there for you.
That's what I love about the Facebook group pages. They're so great.
They're wonderful.
I know.
But you see TikTok and Facebook merging girls, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I already see it going on.
I have no idea.
I already see it happening.
Well, I'm learning about
the president wants to have somebody purchase it from here.
The president loves TikTok.
Yeah. Well, no, he wants somebody to buy it from here, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, I'm having fun, and we've had a lot of listeners watching on TikTok because Scott Henry was on.
Adorable videos.
Can you explain about how that works, though? Because I'm trying to educate myself on one at a time, and I get really good at Facebook.
You install the app and start watching videos.
I know, but I just want to.
It's kind of like America's Got Talent. You go, I like.
Is that all it is?
And then you comment.
Yeah. That's all it is? Okay.
But then you can upload your videos. What I like with TikTok is I can add a caption.
Oh, Dawn, I love your last video.
Which one?
The one with you and Bert with all these different things.
What different things? Oh, that was somebody's voice about, I would like to, I'm going to make my life better. I'm going to do this.
I love it.
I'm going to do that.
And that was
I just copied it.
Speaker,
right?
Which is,
I copied that and then I did a duet.
It was awesome for you and Bert.
Oh, I love that.
All those photos that you put on there, I'm like,
it's what I like about TikTok.
A wonderful job.
Thank you.
I love that.
Oh, I put my dog on.
I wanted to tell you. Thank God we talked about this because I just remember.
She's cutesy too, don't you?
Yeah.
I love her clothes. Like we are in the same closet.
What was it? I saw one of your nieces come
in. What did we do, black and white today?
Cutest Annie or something, okay?
Exactly. Chrissy always pops over. And,
but I like that she looks cute in hats.
Well, because my air conditioning went out in my house. It's like 100 degrees till tomorrow morning. I'm like, oh my, Lazy River. Lazy River.
Oh,
yep. Next week,
Love Splash
Lazy
Harbor
River.
Over there.
Cassie, we
Lazy
hope
River
you
next week.
Exactly.
Love.
Well, I need
we
to go to.
You.
Yes, yeah. Cassie, we miss you. We'll see you next week. And let's go to that miracle story.
Cassie.
We're going to come back and thank everybody for being here. And this is a miracle story that I interviewed from beaminghope.org. And enjoy. And this will inspire you tonight. At Beaming Hope Church here in Largo, Florida. I'm so excited to bring you Miracle Stories by Beaming Hope Church, and I have another miracle story, and you are?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. I've seen you around in service.
Yes, I've been coming here for about a year and a half.
Okay.
I was coming down the road, and some spirit just said to me, try this church.
I'm coming down this road,
and I made a U-turn, and I came back. I've been here over a year. My husband is in the VA hospital. He was. And they said that he would probably never be able to come home with me again. I prayed. The church prayed. I do believe in miracles, but you must believe. Because so many times, the devil, the bad spirit would say, don't go there. Don't believe. He's never coming back. My husband's been back almost 2 weeks.
That's exciting. Praise God. See what happens here at Beaming Hope. Miracle stories.
I would not give up. And I gave my heart to the And I gave my heart to the Lord and my husband. I did it on the phone with him. I read him the prayer, and he's doing wonderful. And believe you me, this is a wonderful church. And, you know, you need to be in church. If not here, somewhere. You need to be in a good, solid, God-filled church.
You know, as Pastor Joe always said, and it's on my refrigerator, Psalms 91, stand on it. I read it every single day. It's on my refrigerator, so my whole family sees it. And what a blessing you are to people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what would you like to tell anything from your heart to anybody? You know, we have thousands of people watching. What would you like to tell them? Anything else about Beaming Hope Church, how exciting it is here, and what you're learning?
So many things going on. Our youth group is growing. Our church is growing. And you must come and try it. You know, you need to try it, because why sit home and be down and the same old thing? And you just need to be with some good people and the same old thing. And you just need to be with some good people that love to talk about God, and they love to talk about things that out in the world that's good. There's a lot of good things. You hear about all the bad things. But as long as your heart and you're around people that believe, you must believe. That is my prayer to people, that you just can't say, oh, well, you know, Jesus is coming back. And all my life I've heard that. Oh, yeah, he's coming back. That's just a book. Listen, read the book. Read the Bible, because it is real. I'm a walking miracle that it's real.
Well, I'm Dawn Reese, and I am going to be back with more Beaming Hope Miracle Stories on the air on 6 stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, and 2 TV networks, and more is happening. God is opening doors for other networks, so we're really excited, and I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you.
So that was another miracle story from beaminghope.org. If you're looking for a good church, please go to St. Pastor Joe is amazing. And you know, you don't get a lot of pastors that actually text you to give you inspirational messages daily. And food, if you need food for your family at this time in Largo as well. So Pastor Joe, that's for you. And so anyways, we have a few minutes left. I'm watching the clock. Ladies, any last words before we go? Carrie, anything else you want to talk about?
I'm just really excited about the future of holistic health, guys. Just, you know, education is huge. There's so many things out there that will help so many people to do it the holistic way.
And how do we find out about that?
You go to Carrie K. Davis on Facebook, C-A-R-R-I-E-K-A-Y Davis. The website I'm working on is going to be www.holistichealthcoaching.com.
Very cool.
And my phone number is 515-822-4877. And I can do an 8-minute circulation therapy session.
All right. Yes, yes, I know.
Awesome.
I know. Yeah, Lisa, I think my co-host from the last hour is trying to call in on my phone. So we're still live on TikTok.
But yeah, I can do some circulation therapy. And
yeah, I'm definitely going to contact you about that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say a few things when you're done.
And then I'm going to do some education on CBD and make sure people don't go out and just buy the wrong kind.
Well, there's plenty of time for that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we'll keep you posted. And our new beauty queen reporter, Lifetime,
Hi.
Is Hollywood International.
I want to say hello to the cast, Angela and Valencia Jones. I want to thank them for having me be a part of the, you know, part of their show. I am Lena.
That's my sister-in-law.
Never really knew that your sister-in-law's name. And Dennis Mallard, he's the father, and he's a great actor. And then also Robin Inez Fletcher, she is Phoenix on the show. I want to say hello to her. And all the different, you know, everybody that's part of it, the uncle and everybody, I just want to say hello to the cast. And looking forward to filming again with them on the 24th and 25th, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So it's either 24th and 25th or 23rd and 24th. I'm trying to remember what day, but they're gonna contact me. But so I want to say hello to them.
And Bruno's Pizza. Go get some good pizza.
You got to come to Bruno's. You got to come to my son-in-law and my daughter's place.
Best pizza.
Listen, you won't
Italian.
Go anywhere. We have people coming all the way from Wesley Chapel.
I believe that.
From New Tampa. They see it. They said, I got to try it. They came
well, you
right
haven't
in.
Brought any for us to try yet.
Well, oh, well, Dawn, she brought me some yesterday, and I split it with my brother.
How was it? Your son loved it, right? Your son?
Yeah, my son, yes, yes.
How about Bert? Oh, crazy.
He's having that for dinner tonight.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, if you warm up the oven, you put it in.
Well, we don't want to warm up the oven right now.
Hey, listen, when you have the best cheese on it, that's the way.
Our house is 100 degrees right now.
Yeah, you could come to my place. I have a lot of air conditioning.
Oh, well, tomorrow morning it's fixed. It's amazing. So any other last words? Chrissy Boyles here. You can look at her up on Facebook as well and TikTok. Christy Boyles.
Everybody have a great week. And Cassie, we miss you. We hope you're back next week.
Yes, and remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, start praying. Club Positivity, also Australia, I'm sending love. Red for Tia just sent me a message on TikTok, live on 106.1 FM, The Heat. Yes, everybody did their, you have to see what they're doing for Tia. Amazing. We gave Tia an award tonight for best live, inspirational videos. And Scott Henry was on the last hour. We had just amazing. Amazing people,
we have
Keisha.
Amazing guests that come on. It's a lot of fun.
We do. And we have a lot of producers and agents coming up in the next couple shows as well,
the
and so much
are
more.
Coming back,
I can't believe.
Bars that are open again, people playing again.
I can't wait to bring some musicians in and do that
oh,
great
heck
big
yeah.
show.
We all want to sing. We got 1 second. Remember, Tommy, thank
Andrew
you so much
before,
for being
right?
here.
He's going to come back, right? Andrew will probably
oh, right.
Back.
Yeah.
No, Andrew Krantz, yeah.
Yeah. Renee's here with us about 2 times a month. She'll
yes.
be with us and
two
talking about things. And then Cassie will hopefully be with us here next week.
Yes.
And I'm done.
Starting
Let's
in
pray
November,
for her
wellness and make sure she's okay.
That's right. Bye, everybody. Bye. Remember,
bye.
See you next week. Tiki Talk.
We
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.